Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96 Monday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316 or 325-4259 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. We continue to join in the sorrows, sympathies for the five young people whose lives were in a car accident, being funeralized, as some of them have been only recently in Cat Island. Very sad situation indeed. And our condolences continue for their families grieving as they are the loss of those young people. I imagine that is going to linger for some time, but God is able, for those who believe, to provide comfort and strength to endure. But I have no doubt that community, those friends, are going to have a challenge having to grapple with this loss, as will those having to grapple with the loss of the folks who passed away in the plane crash on Independence Day. Very difficult set of circumstances, for sure. God bless them all is our prayer. Of course, there's been a great deal of conversation around the U.S. decision to tariffs on 60 countries around the world on the basis that those countries are failing to do enough to discourage the use of forced labor for the production of any number of products imported into their countries. As the argument goes by the United States of America, by the President of the United States of America, President Donald Trump, as the argument goes, there are countries in the world that force persons to engage in the production of products and of course that is an inhumane thing. It's something that is prohibited in our constitution, prohibited in our laws. You can't even force prisoners to do work without compensation and the like. So none of us believes that that is something that should happen. We don't live in a slavery age. In the post-slavery age, this is all nonsense. No matter what kind of arrangements people make that force people to work, it is legally in most places prohibited. It is morally, almost universally condemned, and it is ethically unacceptable in most environments. In the international community, if you have people engaged as slaves, or if you have them engaged as chattel slaves, where you treat them, therefore you have to do what I want you to do. If you have people engaged in what we call debt bondage, debt, D-E-B-T, bondage, where, you know, people are working off debt and they can't leave or do anything because they are by some means indebted to the person making them do the work that and they can't pay anyway other than to be unfairly engaged in work and have their wages deducted on the basis of that debt. That's a part of forced labor. If you have work imposed on a prisoner under forced condition, coerced conditions, which is called penal labor, then that too is prohibited. If you have state-imposed labor, where the state makes it compulsory, the government makes it mandatory that you work under certain circumstances and in economic conditions, that's prohibited. If you commercially exploiting someone sexually, male or female, forced prostitution, forced labor, that is legally prohibited. So what the United States is saying is that there are countries in the world, they name 60 in the world, that are not doing their part in enforcing prohibitions on forced labor, not doing enough to prevent forced labor, and they are receiving into their country without impediments products that are made by the estimated 28 million people around the world, including people who work for government and private sector. To the private sector, the suggestion is almost 17 million of the 28 million are involved with forced labor, the meaning 4 million plus are state-imposed labor victims. These are migrant workers, women and children, and marginalized populations around the world. They're all being compelled to work. And what the United States is saying is we have looked across the planet at all these nations on the planet, and we've decided that of all these 200 plus countries, states and territories, and 59 other countries are among those that ain't doing enough or doing anything to prevent the import of products produced by forced labor. And therefore, in the judgment of the President of the United States of America, we're going to impose sanctions on you. We're going to impose a 12.5% tariff on you to tell you you need to get your house in order and get it right because you're not doing the right thing for forced labor. And that came into force Friday gone. And so for Bahamian exports, That's where the tariff is applied. So if the Bahamas fisherman wants to send something to America, if the Bahamas craft vendor wants to send something to America to sell to American citizens and residents, if the Bahamas fisherman wants to sell some group of conch or whatever to America, the United States of America says, yeah, bro, you're gonna have people in America who want to buy that stuff will have to pay 15% more to do so. 15% more, meaning if the product costs $100, it'll now cost $115 for them. Now, 15% increase in costs for people might be prohibitive. So people might say, no, I'm sorry, Bums, can't deal with you. Lobster, don't want your grouper, don't want your conch, don't want your craft dinner. I mean, craft product. We don't want your name product, etc., because it's too expensive now because the president of the United States of America has said that you ain't doing enough and I'm going to impose upon you a 15% tariff. So the impact, while it may not be in the big, the Guardian's editorial points this out, might not be in the macro a big and significant impact, but if you are a small Bahamian business on the micro level, it can have a big impact on your business. It can cause you some real customers, right? And so the Bahamas government is now having to contend with this reality. Who are these 60 countries so named by the United States of America? Oh, you'd be surprised because all kinds of countries named. You might think, oh, they only did this they only did this to small countries. No, they ain't do it to small. They do it to Argentina. They do it to Australia. They do it to the Bahamas. They do it to Bahrain. They didn't do it to Barbados. They didn't do it to didn't do it to Jamaica. Did it to India, big country. Did it to the European Union, big countries, 27 countries collectively. They didn't do it to Hong Kong. I mean, they did it to Hong Kong. They did it to European Union. They did it to Guyana. They did it. Kuwait and Malaysia and Mexico and they imposed it on New Zealand and then Nigeria and Philippines and Russia and Singapore. Oh, they did it to Singapore, that great Christian of developing countries that we all brag about. They did it to Singapore. I say Singapore ain't enough. Singapore. They did it to Taiwan. They trying to protect Taiwan from China, but put that on Taiwan. Of course, China is named. Trinidad and Tobago is named. The United Arab Emirates, that's the UAE where Dubai is, they named them. The United Kingdom is named. Venezuela, Vietnam, all on them named. So Switzerland is named. Switzerland, that great bastion of financial services, offshore finance, named too, named in the process. So y'all ain't doing enough like the Bahamas. So don't come down on the Bahamas like the Bahamas is a freak. I mean, in this list, all kinds of people in this list. Okay? What kind of products are they indicating are being produced by forced labor? By these 60 countries ain't doing enough to prevent and prohibit these products from coming into their countries. What kind of products are we talking about? The products considered to be produced by forced labor might number about 200 plus. There are about 200 plus products produced from about 82 countries. And this list has 60 countries. There are about 82 countries that have been identified as being using forced labor to produce products. Like what? What products? Well, there are agricultural products like cotton, rice, sugarcane, coffee, cattle, fish, among the agricultural products now that could be produced by forced labor. So you gotta check to see
if any of the ones we have coming in from the United States in the, of America in particular, get most of our rice, cotton, and stuff like that. Manufactured goods like bricks and garments and footwear and carpets and fireworks and textiles and stuff like that. Now we got the chick. Maybe them sneakers you wearing from them Air Jordans, them Adidas Sheikas, those Trump neckties, maybe they're being produced by forced labor. Mine the products or things you get out of a quarry might be diamond and gold and coal and stuff like that. So maybe your cell phone, maybe your chain, all this stuff, mostly where you're buying them from, America, maybe they are being produced by forced labor. And so you, the U.S. wants you to do something about that. Otherwise, you'll pay that 10-12.5% tariff to send your product to the United States of America. Now, while our smaller businesses might be impacted, there is a broader context in which we can be impacted, because if those 59 other countries have products that they export to the United States of America, and I guarantee you they do, and their customers in the United States of America continue to patronize 15% rate, well, that means that if you are buying those products from the United States of America, that cost increase would be passed on to you too. And so products for us will be more expensive coming into the country. And that could be rice and all that kind of stuff. Now, if the effect is big on the U.S., those 59 countries might have a significantly reduced, if not eliminated, export to those countries. And so where's the United States going to get the products from now? There you go. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. We got lots and lots to talk about. We'll be back after this break. Everybody, come take my hand.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-024. Four nine or 323-5267.
Hungry for some serious beef? Then get ready, because Burger King Nassau is bringing back the double quarter pound king. That's a full half pound of flame grilled beef topped with melty cheese, tangy mustard, crunchy pickle, and fresh onions. Served on a toasted sesame seed bun. Classic style. Big flavor. Big protein. Big satisfaction. Get your double quarter pound king meal with medium fries and a drink for only $10.35. More food, less money. Only at Burger King Nassau.
Running low on summer funds? Squeeze every drop of fun out of your summer with Fidelity Personal Loan. From backyard upgrades to family getaways, call 356-7764 today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Are you a tourism business owner or ready to become one? At the Tourism Development Corporation, we work with tourism entrepreneurs at every stage, turning ideas into thriving businesses and helping existing ones grow. From business development support and funding opportunities to targeted initiatives and strategic partnerships, we're here to help you take that next step. Build your future in tourism with the Tourism Development Corporation. Visit tdcbahamas.com to learn more.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media. Must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. So glad you could join us. If you want to call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. If you are in the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. The United States of America says there are almost 28 million people in 200 plus products in the agricultural space, in the manufacturing space, in the mining space, products of all kinds, rice and fish and diamond, stuff like that, and that there are countries who are not doing enough to discourage the importation of these products from those 82 countries that are using these 28 million people to produce these 80 plus products. And so they are punishing those countries by imposing a 15% tariff on anything that those countries want to export to the United States, sell to American citizens and residents to make their products more expensive for American citizens so that the American citizen will either pay more or be discouraged from buying those products. The aim would more likely be to discourage American citizens from buying those products. That makes the thing punitive enough for countries to want to do something about this lack of enforcement of forced labor, international rules or regulations that the United States of America has. And so they have included in the 60 countries that they have imposed this to the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. There are some countries in the group that will pay a 10% tariff because they have committed to or have taken some steps toward doing something about this forced labor, as the United States of America is now claiming is on their target list of things they are trying to discourage. And as I indicated before, there is a macroeconomic impact that's limited. That might mean some inflationary pressures on some products that we import directly from the United States of America that might be themselves exported to the United States of America. So we get that pass-through impact by those 59 other countries. But beyond that,
I think the biggest issue is that America does not regard our relationship with it as it does not with Canada, as it does not with the United Kingdom, and any number of people that are on Mr. Trump's list, as close enough, friendly enough, important enough, not to penalize us in this way for something which you could believe that the Bahamas is a significant player in the forced labor market, even in terms of buying forced labor products, when most of what we consume in the Bahamas comes from the United States of America. You would have to make a absolutely outrageous argument to believe that the Bahamas should be on that list for that reason. Because if you don't put yourself on that list, it's hard to imagine how the Bahamas is on that list. Hard to imagine that the Bahamas could be on that list if America is not on that list, because America sells us most of the products we consume. Most. You Bahamians, you know that. You know that. We'll be buying our stuff from direct from China for the most part. Heck no. Many products from China are sold in America. 80% of Fortune 500 companies have manufacturing facilities in China. China is the manufacturer of the world. It is hard to trace the supply chain of any product on planet Earth that doesn't at some point put you in China. And if China is the target, if China is the entity, if China is the country that the United States of America is, then America has to do a better job preventing Chinese imports to America. Do you know that America has a law? It has a regulation. It's called the Uyghur regulations. And that Uyghur is a law named after a marginalized group in China. A marginalized group in China is called the Uyghur. So it's spelled U-Y-G-H-U-R, Forced Labor Prevention Act. This is an American act, okay? Uyghur. But the Uyghur is the name of a marginalized group. They number about 4 million in the northwest of China, where they have been subject to these kinds of forced labor rules. And so the United States is confirming that it believes China is a violator of forced labor laws. Yet, go and check Chinese exports to the United States. Check it out. Right? Substantial. $43.5 billion. All kinds of products, right? But the Minister of Foreign Affairs said it, and said it well. In the world of the great political powers, small fries are oftentimes merely the takers of what they do. That's how I go. And when you have leadership in power who don't care, they care about what they do, and they care about what they want to. They do what they want, what you can do about it. I only want them to remember that argument every time. Because when the OECD, which the Minister of Foreign Affairs also alluded to, imposes blacklist, we were being told by the opposition, I remember it well because I was at the center of it. Oh, we shouldn't be capitulating. We shouldn't be, well, now. You know why? Because now we sit in a different seat, and we recognize that powers
can do things that we can do nothing about. That's the world in which you live. That's not only true in among countries. Sometimes you have strong people like men overpowering weaker people like women on the physical side of life. Sometimes you have stronger people like adults overpowering smaller people like children. And what can they do? What can the weak do when the poor has no honor, no integrity, no discretion, no compassion, no caring, no consideration? What can you do? You can't do nothing except take that abuse until perhaps you get a rescuer or Almighty God intervenes and says enough of that crap. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabaga Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break. I'm not afraid to
take a stand, everybody. Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, Air, the Athlete's Foot, NBTC, Games and More, John Bullfine Threads, Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? Brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF. Money at work.
Wendy's is spicing things up this summer with the new jalapeno ranch cheeseburger. A hot, juicy beef patty topped with spicy jalapenos, creamy ranch sauce, melted cheese, and fresh toppings for the perfect balance of cool and spicy. Every bite brings bold flavor that keeps you coming back for more. Turn up the flavor with the new jalapeno cheeseburger at Wendy's today. Available for a limited time only.
Did you know that world-class medicine is just a quick flight away in Tampa? Tampa General is Florida's premier academic health system and one of America's top hospitals. Our global medicine program options assist with coordinating travel and provides cultural support from a multilingual team. Discover the power of academic medicine at Tampa General's Global Medicine Program. For more, visit tgh.org/globalmedicine.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful, beautiful Monday afternoon. So why there's no economic argument. There is no social and humanitarian argument that could be put reasonably to me, Shivago Sean Lang, to justify the Bahamas being on this list. None whatsoever. You could bring your Harvard graduate to me. There's none who could justify that the Bahamas should be on this list. But of course, if Canada on the list and the United Kingdom on the list, well, hey, that company we could keep, right? So why then would the US do this? Because this isn't about human trafficking in any fundamental way. This is not. It's not. It's not about human trafficking. This is about finding a rationale to do a thing that the U.S. courts said you couldn't do through a means you tried to do when you used your emergency powers to do. That's what it is. It's your, see, whether you like it or not, whether we see it or not, big countries can exercise powers, but don't like to do so in a nakedly malicious way that would bring the ire of reasonable people on them. So they find rationales. Let me give you an example of this. And the Minister of Foreign Affairs alluded to this. When the European Union needed an excuse to try and force its citizens who had fled their territory for tax reasons to go into these offshore jurisdictions like the Bahamas and Switzerland and the like to operate so that they could decrease their tax incidence, the European Union couldn't simply ask countries like the Bahamas and Switzerland to help them collect their own taxes. That's ridiculous. They would never have done that. So they needed a reason to be able to penalize these countries so that their citizens could be uncomfortable operating in these countries and then decide to look back home. So they thought, what could we do? Well, you know, money laundering and the financing of terrorism is awful, terrible. So let's just say these countries have rules that are so weak, they are permitting the laundering and financing of terrorism. And therefore, if these countries are among those countries, we are going to blacklist them. So that's how the blacklisting came up. It wasn't about money laundering and counter financing of terrorism, because the countries that were blacklisting us had more money laundering happening and more financing of terrorism happening through their jurisdictions than any Bahamas or Switzerland and them could be doing any day. That didn't mean we weren't involved. Maybe we might have had some of those incidences. So what they did was they came up with this pretense of an argument that couldn't be really argued against on moral grounds and said, that's what we can do. And they started choking us and choking us and choking us until they really get to the point they really wanted to get to. Oh, you all might be participating in the laundering of money and that kind of stuff. So now we want to have information exchange so we can know who's doing what. No, we want to have information exchange so we can know which of our citizens are in your jurisdiction making money and not paying us taxes to do so. That was the bottom line. United States of America has decided. Now, how we could get a China and them, since the court says we can't use emergency powers? Forced labor. Yeah, we could do it under the rubric of forced labor. Hence, this. Now, why the Bahamas is on the list is very curious to me. But it ain't a mystery. Why is the Bahamas on the list? Because you ain't tell the Chinese you don't want their loan for the hospital. You got the Chinese building bridge in the Bahamas and so, and the U.S. already told you, Mr. Trump already told you, we don't want you to be that close to the Chinese. The new ambassador has come here and he's been telling you, we don't want you to be that close to the Chinese. We want you to, you shouldn't go through with the loan and so forth and so forth. So obviously you are not a friendly no more. You are a frenemy now. And so the U.S. say, boom, you on the list too, boo. And if you don't see that shot across the bow, stay tuned. but there is no argument around that. Displacement for us, for Canada, for the United Kingdom, displacement is about saying you are no longer a friend. You are not a friend of me. You ain't a friendly. You a friend of me. That's what you are. And they could use all the diplomatic language on planet Earth they want. This is a punitive list to say, you ain't my buddy no more. Of course, they could do other things to make you an enemy, but they're not. So you're still now a frenemy. But you are not now, by virtue of inclusion on this list, a friendly. What a tangled web we weave, and first we practice to deceive. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're
this
not alone.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful, beautiful Monday afternoon. Talking about the increase in export tariffs on Bahamian products because the Bahamas is using forced labor. That's not what the argument the United States of America is making. So with the greatest respect to Minister Campbell, that is not the point. The point that Bahamians are the ones doing the lobster fishing or the fishing, that's not the point. The point is they're saying you are not doing enough to enforce the forced labor regulations in terms of the products you have, not what you're producing, it's the ones you buying from away. We don't want you buying products from away that are being produced by forced labor. So we don't want you buying products from the 82 countries that have been cited as being among those that are involved with forced labor, whether that's China or Vietnam or Eritrea or these kinds of countries. We don't want you buying products from them. Now, the United States is buying product from Vietnam. The United States is buying product from China. And we buy products, most of our products, from the United States. That's the argument they're making. So they want you to do something about them products. Your rice, if it's coming from Vietnam or some other place that they believe is using forced labor, something about your gold and diamond and that kind of stuff. That's what they want you to do something about. That's the argument that's being made by the United States. And I quite frankly believe that just like the blacklisting, because this is another form of blacklisting, that's what this is. It's a blacklist. Let's put it like this then. It's a negative list, because black is not a bad thing. Black is a great color, beautiful color, wonderful color. In fact, black is the only color, the only genuine color, by absorbing all the colors of light. Everything else, it represents a reflection or, you know, a refraction of some or one or two of the lights, right? So negative listing. It's another negative list. And just like the specious argument, used by the European Union, OECD, and the FATF, and all of them to talk about money laundering and financing of terrorism and so forth and that. This too is an argument, specious argument, about forced labor. It is. Because I guarantee you, if you are a friend of a country, we are not enemies of the United States of America. We are not combative towards the United States of America. We are we have had a long-standing accommodating relationship. You could sit me down and say, listen, bro, I have a concern about this particular thing right here. And let's see if we can work on that. If you are friendly with me. Now, if you frenemy with me, you ain't gonna talk, you ain't gonna share it, you ain't gonna try to come and let's work this out. Why? If you look at the list has on it people with whom the President of the United States of America has a personal beef. Connie of Canada. Just look at it, New Zealand. You look at the list. Cannot explain that to me on any rational basis. I'm sorry. I really am sorry, right? Cannot. Okay? Now, we paying Roger Stone, I think we still paying him $250,000 a month. $250,000 a month. Him and his crew. Now that's only him and his crew. That's not the little boy. What's the little boy who, what are you getting now? $100,000 a month or something like that? Somebody tell me the young boy who is a Trump, Donald Trump, President Trump promoter, supporter, and all that kind of stuff. What we paying him some money as well. What's his name? You may tell me I'm paying you $250,000 a month. You are close to the President of the United States of America, and I know if the President of the United States of America listen to you and don't want the bombs on this list, we would not have been in this list. What I got you on that list, what am I paying you that money for? What am I paying you that money for? Am I still paying you? What's the young man name now? So we're paying $250,000 a month. Remember, this we just learned this just before election to DCI Group, AZ, to strengthen relations between the United States and the Bahamas. That's the group Mr. Roger Stone belongs to. Okay? And then the young MAGA influencer, Corico CJ Pearson, 23 years old. We're paying him money. What happened, Corico? Mr. Stone? What happened? You all could not persuade Mr. Trump. Man, Mr. Trump, please. You know, the Bahamas is not a, you know, they're not a. Couldn't persuade him because Mr. Trump and them wanted you to refuse that loan to China. And you did not. And so they putting it on you. Ah, oh, boy. Yeah, Corico Pearson. I got him. Corico, not Tarico. His name is Corico Pearson. He's getting $20,000 a month. Man, you all ain't think I work $20,000 a month. You all don't think you all can pay me $20,000 a month to do something for y'all. The Bahamas? Boy, I love this country so much. I'd be, oh, man, if I had to go and promote in the United States of America for $20,000 a month. Oh, sugar. So for me, the broader issue here is that it speaks to a certain evolution of our relationship. And don't make the mistake of thinking this evolution of this relationship is merely tied to the Davis administration. No. I think this is very much tied to a posture, a approach, an attitude, a disposition that Donald Trump has. Okay, it's tied to his peculiar style of doing things, his peculiar way of doing things, his very personal sometimes way of relating to people and so forth. I mean, if you listen to President of the United States talk, he talks about, oh, he and I get along very well. She and I don't get along well. I mean, but what does that have to do with anything in the context of diplomacy? A country is interested in how it can mutually operate with other countries to advance theirs and their friends' interests. And if you offend me, even if you personally offend me, and I don't really like you, it doesn't really matter if we are maintaining the kinds of working relationships as countries that makes our citizens better off. But we don't live in that kind of world anymore. In some spheres, we do not. You have to now be very careful not to personally offend people. I mean, it was always true that you should be cautious in how you deal with leaders, because some leaders can take things personally, but the greatest leaders elevate themselves above that personal impact to see the broader country interests, global interests, and work to make things happen. That's always the case. And so when the United States of America says to you, you should reject that Chinese loan, that's not simply a U.S. request. That's coming from a president who could take your no as an affront to himself and create policy on that basis. Okay? And I think some of that is what we see playing out here. Because you can sit me down and tell me, okay, well, let me explain to you why we think Obama should be on this list. I mean, you could try. You could try, and I'll sit there politely listening. But I happen to have a little bit of intelligence, not a lot, but a little bit. And I don't know that you would get past me too much. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Hey, great show as usual, Mr. Lang. How you doing?
Right here, man. How are you?
Right now, man. Okay, when we decided to take that loan to do the hospital, right? We should already. Uh-huh. I think the government and everyone already knew something was coming out of that, but we didn't know exactly what it was. When the ambassador came out and said that, well, we should not take that loan, that was an opinion. You know, that was a threat. We just didn't take it as a threat.
I knew
something was coming. You know, and guess what? Yeah, that's just the beginning. You know.
No, but you're probably right. But I'm sorry. We're a country. Okay? We're a country, right? We're a country. You can't just tell us, don't do this. I mean, I know we can be punished by you. That's for sure. But I mean, even at some point, a child, as the child develops, decides, you know, mommy, daddy, I hear you, but I really think this is in my interest, especially if you don't give me an alternative, right? I mean, if America comes to you and says, well, you know, this is the Chinese offer to you, 3% interest, I got a 1.5% interest for you on X, Y, and Z, and gives you an offer, I would choose to offer from the U.S. over the Chinese. I definitely would. But that wasn't what my understanding was, where the government was, right? And so the government determined to build this airport. I mean, this hospital, and then decided to take the loan. Now, I agree with you 100%. When you tell the U.S., yeah, you still take this loan, oh, you know you're dealing with. That's what adults do. You have to deal with the consequences of decisions you make if you believe them to be right.
Hey, Mr. Lang, I think right, that what happened is we should have read the room in this situation. You know what I have done?
I hear you, but no. This is no, man. I'm sorry. China is not our enemies. They're not. And we buying a ton of stuff from China through the United States of America. America has a relationship with the Chinese. The Chinese lend money to America, buy up all kind of American bonds. Why should I have to not deal with China on a loan proposition that might be good for me? I'm not buying that. No, sir. Give me a good alternative. I'll take that. But no, I'm not buying that. So I think there are many, many reasons the Davis administration can be criticized, but the Chinese loan ain't one of them, not given the information I have. Maybe there's some other information. Now, they did go ahead and cancel one loan that was there before to do some work with at the hospital and so forth. You can criticize them for that. Maybe they shouldn't even be building this hospital and put that money into the thing. But that's another argument, right? But no, I'm not buying that. You tell me don't take the loan and I shouldn't take it. Really? That's how we live in now? We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Hey, Mr. Lang, how you doing, sir? Too mad. The U.S. office is the same deal that the Chinese office is. You could have gone with that or left, you know what I mean? But they didn't offer that.
No.
So we got to go with our country.
Mind you, the government didn't exactly tell us side by side.
What they offered, exactly.
So you see this part of the challenge sometimes. but I'm taking the word for it.
Yes, sir. But it would be rational for us to do what's best for the Bahamian people and not for what's best for the U.S., you know?
But China is not my enemy. China's not my enemy.
Exactly.
China's not my enemy. Not my enemy. America's not my enemy.
Yeah, China very good trade agreement with China.
Shit, and America is my friend. Now, if my associate treat me like a friend, I'm going to take the deal.
It's up.
Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. It's Texas IZ. This makes a lot of sense. Frenemy is correct. If they don't get you in one way, they will get you in another. Go ahead and let the Chinese build your hospital. The young boy is getting $20,000 a month. Yeah, I don't say go ahead. See, I want you all to know, if you think I'm mad with the Davis administration for taking the Chinese loan, I'm not. Not Shibabu Lang. I'm speaking for myself. I am not. I don't believe if we're working a deal with somebody, and it could be the United Kingdom, it could be somebody else, Canada, and America don't like it, and America said we shouldn't do it. I don't believe that we should just outright not do it because America says that. I don't believe that. I don't think that's right. I don't think that's right at all. America wouldn't operate that way. It wouldn't. That nobody could come and say to America, well, I don't want you to do that deal with Russia. Who could say that to America? Nobody. Says I could hardly hear the caller. I think that's you, though, because I could hear the caller very well. Extremely well. This lying in the world today, small countries get caught in the wave or the tsunami of larger countries at odds, whether it be through economic, financial, or manufacturing penalties in the form of tariffs and or sanctions. We need to pay you $30,000 a month, all incentives. you see, I take all kind of chafing, all kind of cussing, all kind of bad mouth. People get on Facebook, go out on WhatsApp, talk bad about me. Y'all see why they got a World Trade Organization? Now, mind you, it ain't operating and functioning all that well right now, but it's to avoid this same kind of nonsense where you got rogue behavior in terms of trade penalties and all that kind of stuff, because in that world, the little rats get stumped, trampled by the elephants. That world, you ain't big enough. See, and if you don't exist in a world that has collective arrangements and agreements about how we should be subject now to the raw power of them that have the power, that's what you're subject to. I don't want to live in that kind of world. Even in the Bahamas, if we lived in a world where we didn't have rules that all of us agreed to cooperate by, the strongest among us would chew our lunch, and some of them doing it today, they're just doing it by stealth. Right? That's what happens in a world where strength is the only thing that matters. The weak is food for the dogs. You could believe that. 20,000 dollars a month, $250,000 a month, and Mr. Trump's still putting it on us. It says, great show as usual. We could have done the deal in 2028. In 2028. Why? Why would that have made a difference? When the government changed in the USA? Oh, yeah, you could make that argument.
But it might change to somebody who is still supportive of Mr. Trump's policies. How you know? Say that's what I would have done. It was a gamble we dealing with a particular president. Just my opinion. Yeah, I mean that's a fair observation. So the 12.5% tariff is probably just the beginning. Yes, it does suggest that if something else comes up, you could be on that list. There's no question but that. That's what it suggests. Whenever something else comes up, you can certainly be named among the crew. Right? Says, good afternoon, sir. Is it 15% or 12.5%? My understanding is it's 12.5%. Even though I first was hearing 15%, and I don't know where that came from, but I'm using 12.5% because every piece of information I have says 12.5%. Is Texas, Mr. Lyon, could it be we're being spanked by America for one, our government not rendering politician number one? No, that has nothing to do with it because it's not a question of rendering politician number one because nobody asked us to render politician number one. So that can't be the reason. Two, our government running a drug, human, gun trafficking cartel? No, because that's not true. There's no evidence that that's what our government is doing. Or three, fraternizing with their enemies. Probably more. If you regard China as an enemy of America. This text says, in 2017, DPM Brad Davis in the House of Assembly said he was, and quote, troubled to learn the Bahama Resort was holding the work permits and passports of construction workers as a means to, quote, control the workers in 2023. A point representative said of 62 of the 65 Chinese construction workers held by immigration, we are holding their passports. 7 years later, same construction company, same human rights violation, nothing. It's Texas, good day, Mr. Lang. America has now become very self-righteous, seeing that their country was built by forced labor. So maybe they can start with reparations and then sort out the rest of the world. As you mentioned, there's no bigger forced labor country than China, America's biggest trading partner. How hypocritical. As Tech says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. The whole island of Eleuthera is without power. This is past frustrating. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, BPL thing still continues. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I really don't know what to say. They'll work it out one day. Mr. Lang, I thought it was 12.5%. It is 12.5%. Did I say 15%? It's 12.5%. This says, don't forget that it was widely reported the original tariffs were likely a clean file investigation. I remember at the time texting into the show to say that if the tariffs don't work, the next step would be war. Texted Mr. Lang and Donald Trump meet with the Chinese president like 2 months ago, and they don't want the Bahamas dealing with business with them. These idiots are run America. They bullying tactics, okay? It's Texas, there you go again, expressing your election hurt with a wild conspiracy theory that only FNLs will find the truth in. I told you before, the most recent election proves the Bahamians are wiser than you and the Guardian thing. Man, what kind of weed you used to be smoking? What conversation are you listening to? Oh, man, you need to come off that stuff, bro. This text is waiting for a pardon for high-ranking politician one. They haven't explained what they're doing with my 250,000, so my belief. Okay. This text says, we have to wait for America to tell us what terms we should to bring in Cuban doctors and nurses. You got that right. I can't understand that yet myself. This text is, Mr. Lang, I believe these choice of countries because they choose these countries because our names start with the letter B-A. Okay. It's Texas, Mr. Lang. My parents always warned me, be careful who you beg because they will beg you back. I think Sir Lyndon and Hubert Ingraham understood this message too clear, but this government where it don't take no form of protection, anything back up goes. We in pure darkness for everything. You call it, we catch it. It says, what if the USA offered to loan the Bahamas to pay off the loan from China and we pay the US? Could that have been an amicable outcome? I've said that over and repeatedly, that if I was the government of the Bahamas,
I would ask the U.S. to offer me a loan that can buy out the Chinese loan on better terms. I would take it. I said that before. I had that discussion with a significant businessman in the country. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Mr. Lang, how you doing, sir?
I'm right here, man. What's up?
Yeah, this is the issue that I have, right? Okay. Yeah, so in the United States, right, all those farms that they have when it's time for harvesting or for planting, right, who does the work, right? All those cleaning companies that they have, you know, that they pay people minimum wage, who does the work? All the construction companies, all the low-paying jobs, right, you know, at the bottom end, who works, who get those wages? So you know, you're pushing this forced labor thing, right? But you got to be careful because a lot of people on the bottom end are from different countries that work. Now, the definition of forced could be kind of skewed in that you hiring people to do the work because you know they need the money. You know they need the money because their economic situation, the country they came from, isn't very good. So they're working bottom, you know, they're getting the bottom wages to send back home, right? Isn't that forced labor? You know these people, and on the top tier, don't have the education, don't have the communication to get a high-end job. So if they come into your country, wherever the country is, to work, to send money back home, all countries were built off the back of individuals who would come in and want to do the bottom end work. All countries.
I need you to listen to views what the issue is. The issue is not that there's forced labor in the Bahamas. So arguing that there's forced labor in the U.S. isn't the issue. The issue is you are allowing imports into your country that may have been produced by forced labor in other countries. That's the issue. Okay, that's the issue. We're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand.
With the bear, all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to a vacation of a life. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share, plus you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
Did you know that world-class medicine is just a quick flight away in Tampa? Tampa General is Florida's premier academic health system and one of America's top hospitals. Our global medicine program delivers advanced treatment options, assists with coordinating travel, and provides cultural support from a multilingual team. Discover the power of academic medicine at Tampa General's Global Medicine Program. For more, visit tgh.org/globalmedicine.
At Everybody Wins Live, the winning is bigger, the action is hotter, and the excitement never stops. We're giving away thousands in cash and free spins every month through our high-paying casino tournament. From spin-off to spin rush to our high-energy slot race tournament, your next spin can turn into your next payday. But that's not all. Lottery players can chase the jackpot, where every $10 lottery spend gets you one step closer to bursting the next jackpot. Will you be our next winner? What are you waiting for? Visit Everybody Wins Live to see all the ways you can cash in.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. So once again, people keep pointing to instances of forced labor, perhaps in the United States, or referencing no forced labor of any significance in the Bahamas. That's not America's problem. America's problem is they think that you are importing products that have been made by forced labor and you're not doing enough to prevent that from happening. So what the United States ideally would want you to do is it would want you to go and look at all your products that might be potentially coming in from forced labor countries. They want you to look at your products and look at the supply chain of the inputs of that product. And if any input of that product is coming from a forced labor country, they want you to do something about something of that nature. That's what they want you to do. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of things. That's a lot of consideration. That's what they want you to do. That's what they're saying. And if you do enough of that, they say, then maybe I'll drop you down to 10%. That's what they're saying. If you have a call on the line, go ahead, call up and listening to you.
Brother Lang, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm right here. What's up?
Good. Trust and hope you had a good weekend. My thing here, I want to piggyback on something you said earlier about the U.S. buying out the thing from China.
Yeah.
With the hospital. Why didn't the U.S.? We had a little incident at the Princess Margaret on yesterday. Why the U.S. don't bring in some engineers? And show us what they could do with the hospital that we have here now, the Princess Margaret. And
why should
they let's lean with the U.S.?
Why should they do that?
We in a problem now.
No,
we
so you're saying
now. We could put our hand on right now.
No. Listen
and try convince us.
Listen to me, please. Listen to me a minute. Are you saying that the problem that exists at the hospital cannot be addressed by Bahamians?
Yes, it could. It could. Maybe
okay, so
could.
Why would I be a beggar like that?
No, we shouldn't even after Mr. Hersher read that in the papers. We shouldn't even have to invite them. He should bring in a TMS to show us what they can do.
Look here. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. Come on, man. Come on. Talk sense. Talk sense on the radio, man. Seriously? This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. All I could say is, thank God Trump didn't paint that Washington, D.C. reflection pool Bahama blue, which was his number one choice. Really? Say, look at God. Wow, really? He wanted to paint it Bahama blue? Wow, I didn't know that. This text says, afternoon. Last week, a story appeared in the press with the Minister of Education and the Fox Foundation constructing an auditorium.
Should anything be read into that because of the character involved in a government ministry? I don't understand that. What do you mean? I don't understand the question. I really don't. Maybe if you clarified it for me, I might be able to understand a little better, but I don't understand the question. This text says, I told you last week, some time ago, that person is Antoine's cousin. You mean the text who texts in about me? Here I go again. That's Antoine's cousin. Antoine, you tell him, get off that stuff. That don't make no sense. It says, Adrian Fox is constructing an auditorium at R.M. Bailey School. Yeah, but Adrian Fox said he's constructing an auditorium at the school that he went to, right? So, like, I don't understand it. See, let me tell you, Mr. Fox and all of these persons involved with the numbers business now function in legal state, legalized operations. If they choose to contribute to the cause of the country in this way or the next way and so forth, man, I ain't getting in that. We legalized them. They are now legal businesses. Right? And these men and these women want to do something in the Bahamas? Well, God bless them. You want to put up a gymnasium for the children of R.M. Bailey? Okay. What you want me to do? Yeah, I don't understand. I don't understand what they mean by the person, the character in education. Who's in education? The deputy prime minister. And this isn't being constructed in Exuma. This is being constructed in R.M. Bailey. Quite frankly, I can be honest with you. I don't see any issue. I don't see any issue. Mr. Fox made it very clear what he was seeking to do. He was seeking to do something for a school that he attended. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Okay, I guess I have one question based on what you said in terms of pre-numbers being illegal and post-numbers being legal. So my question is, all the assets and monies made during it, when it was illegal and when it became legal, did those proceeds was frozen or they carried over with those proceeds in the legal world?
That is a very fair question, my friend. A very fair question.
Appreciate you for that.
To which I have no answer. But it's a very fair question. I have no answer for it. But if you are somebody receiving funds from them, you have every right to think that you are receiving post-legalization funds, though. You have a reason to be, just like you, somebody could have a reason to believe you're receiving pre-legalization funds. You have every reason to believe you are receiving post-legalization funds. So I mean, the church could not take the money. University of Bahamas, charities, all kinds of people get support and help from them post legalization. And I am not arguing with that at all. I'm not. Not at all. Because, I mean, that's a plenty of things, you know. Plenty of things. Liquor. And liquor was illegal at one point. do we have another caller on the line, producer? No? Okay. All right. This text says, see, he's smoking bush weed, bro. That's what you think? Say, Mr. Lang, you need Antoine Swing to come on your show because our people voted so wrong for this government till they are on the toilet doing. man. This Trump issue, this is the government per se. I mean, this is about a U.S. policy that I think many people could regard as not quite understandable or rational, even though the cause being used to rationalize it is a cause reasonable people would definitely support doing something about. I just don't think this owns up to the not this. But I have to tell you, all I am past trying to see, even though I went through all of this today, I went through all of this discussion and what have you today, I have conceded the world I live in. I've conceded to it. I see things happening in the world. I see things leadership in the world are doing today. And I swear to you, I swear to you, but I promise you, I sometimes just sit there, shake my head, and just say, Shabbat, go to sleep. Chill. It's just unthinkable, unfathomable what I see happening in the world today. And it isn't just in the United States. It's in many places in the world, the things I see. I'm thinking leadership, noble leadership, honorable leadership. This is it. This is the example. No, man, can't be that. That's what I think. I ain't gonna lie to you. That's true. And if you mad with me, you're listening to me, you're mad with me for expressing my genuine, honest conviction about what I'm observing in the world today in so many parts. Listen, man, do what you gotta do. Do what you got. It's shocking. Stunning. I hear leadership getting up on radio and TV cussing, using F words and S words and stuff like that. Man, since when have we denigrated leadership in front of our children and young people and people that way? Since when? Leadership getting up and telling people outright untruths. Since when? Leadership talking disparagingly about other people and talking about who they hate. Since when? When? Well, this is okay. I'm sorry. It's okay for you. Okay for you. Okay for you. Don't expect me to look at that and go, oh, that's cool, man. That's just a new age. That's just where we live. No, sorry. No. 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 Noble leadership doesn't do that. Noble leadership don't do that. No. Bring people together. That's noble leadership. Listening to Z Live, I'm Shabbat Golang, your host. We'll take our final break. You'll be back after this break.
Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
It may be hot outside, but you can stay cool knowing BOB is backing your summer plans. That's because summer starts with Bank of the Bahamas.
Whether you're paying school fees, planning home improvements, or taking a much-needed vacation, BOB offers the lowest consumer loan rate in the country, and we will beat any rate offered by 1%.
So don't sweat the small stuff. Let BOB help you take care of business so you can get to summer fun. Apply for your BOB summer loan today.
BOB, your bank of solutions.
Shop early to get your uniforms and catch Janae's Uniform Center's buy four, get one free sale. Free monogrammed and regular school shirts, dry fit and cotton polos, jumpers, skirts, boys' long shorts, underclothes, tights, socks, neckties, belts, sleeping mats, hair accessories, and character work desk. Get 50% off backpacks, lunch bags, and raincoats. Buy four school shirts, get one free. Buy two skirts, jumpers, or pants, get the third 50% off. Need embroidery and monogramming done? Visit Janae's on School Rush. Janae's Chesapeake Road Back to School Special. Restrictions apply. Tell them.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world, see how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
At Star General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the Gold Package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold Package also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
New school year, new gear. From uniforms to laptops, a Fidelity personal loan can help you check every item off of your kids' school list. Jump into back-to-school season with ease. Apply for a Fidelity personal loan today. Call 356-7764.
fidelity. We're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today. This text says, Mr. Lang, there is a potential upside to everything that appears negative. For a long time, our fishermen have been exporting millions of dollars worth of seafood to the United States only to be imported back here at hefty costs. The hotels or somebody can set up to prepare a seafood packing plant, therefore greatly reducing the need to re-import the same. When the Americans realize that we have implemented a workaround, then they will think twice about future tariffs. I have no idea what you're talking about when it comes to seafood. Most the lobsters and stuff like that, as an example, are selling in many, many instances direct to people like the name of them, and then they sell to the hotels. They are not sending them abroad and they coming back in the Bahamas. That's not true at all. That's not true. So that's a false narrative. Many Bahamians get their fish right from these people at the docks and them kind of stuff. So I don't know what you're talking about, to be honest with you. So the other option is to increase the cost of exports by 15% or 12%, whatever the amount, to offset the cost. It will be an even trade. And listen, friend, think about this, what you're saying again. Think about it, please. Your thoughts about it not straight. So do you think our refusal to take refugees is an issue too? I think that any refusal to the United States of America could be met with a reciprocal action on the part of America. Any refusal. So that is definitely something that could be included as well. Any refusal, there is no question that this U.S. president takes a no by anybody personally and can translate that into policy action against that country. There's no question about that. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Okay, Mr. Lang.
What's up?
I decided to call back because I heard your response. It was fair. But what I wanted to... when there's illegal numbers, Bank of Bahamas wasn't, I believe, not accepting these gaming monies. Post-legality, I never knew the reason why Bank of Bahamas had to close their office in or their branch in the U.S. But would you be able to explain to me if that had anything to do with it? And if not, what really was the reason behind them closing, BOB versus expanding BOB's financial operations?
I really don't know. But the truth is that operation, which I opened when I was Minister of State for Finance, was very limited in terms of banking functions. And so honestly, even at the time, it was doubtful that it would be sustainable. Even at the time. So I don't know that it closed for any reason related to the numbers business. I don't know that to be true. This text says, it seems as though the temperament of individuals, especially leaders, are no longer reserved or conservative in manner and etiquette. It seems everybody is hot-tempered or sensitive to constructive criticism, which makes it difficult most times to convey an opinion or a statement. That's because when you are in leadership and you are driven by your personal ego, and what have you, decisions about the human beings you serve. It's very difficult to do so. Very difficult. Leaders are required to be mature enough to be selfless in their service. It's a requirement, because otherwise you can abuse the power you have. Anyway, we're gonna wrap up soon. Let me read this last text. says, good day, Mr. Lang. Thank God you know better to do and teach others to do, to be better citizens. Only a chosen few has the negative leadership attitudes with their big bank accounts. They don't know the church door looks like, much less they don't know what the church door looks like, much less they don't have the fear of God in them. Even when you know what the church door looks like, even when you fear God, you can still make bad choices. It's really required of us to constantly assess the state of consciousness to which we come to the present moment we're in, and to see if we can't, in that consciousness, draw on lessons we've learned from the mistakes we've made, the wrong choices we've made, the evil and wicked things we've done, and to inform ourselves to try and make better choices. But I agree with you 100%. If you have a God consciousness, if you have a good God consciousness, if you have a consciousness that says that love is supreme, love the Lord your God by yourself, you're more often likely to make better decisions than not. When you are not self-absorbed, when you are not consumed by your own appetites, by your own pleasure, by your own desires, you're more inclined to make better decisions as leaders than you're not. You know, 2 days ago, I'm going to do a show on this. I thought about this, and I thought to myself that we are informed by scripture about many a preconditions to behaving properly. And so I was asking myself, I said, well, if we put these preconditions to the state of attitude and consciousness of our leadership, past and present, what might it tell us about the choices and decisions we've had made? Because I want you to think about this, right? If you have a leadership so let me give you an example of it. The scripture says, for the love of money is the root of all evil. Didn't say money is, you know. It says the love of money is the root of all evil. Suppose there was a sign that flashed over the head, and the sign says, loves money, or this one does not love money. What might that tell us about their behavior and their contact? Think about that for a moment. Your leadership in business, in your home, love money, flashing over the head, love money, root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. So if we had a love of money detector, we could know who's chasing money and therefore making evil decisions. Love of money, root of all evil. Why you make that decision? Why you hang there? Why you associate with that? So anyway, I think we have to fortify ourselves. Now, we cannot fortify ourselves militarily. We cannot fortify ourselves economically. We cannot. We have too great a dependence, and may continue to have too great a dependence for this level of standard of living that we have. We cannot militarily fortify ourselves. We cannot economically fortify ourselves. But you know what we can do? We can spiritually fortify ourselves. Now, before you go off and think like talking about Christianity and all that, enough, that's not what I'm talking about. You know, the Bible, you know, not only the Bible says this, but the research supports this. Research supports that one of the greatest things that a person can do for their own well-being is to develop contentment. As in all things, be contented. You know what causes us strain? When people do things to us, threaten our economic well-being, make us feel like we're going to lose our standard of living, we panic and then decide, let's do this, let's do that, do the next thing. But if contentment exists such that, you know what, I can't have Cap'n Crunch no more, I can't enjoy steak no more,
I can't enjoy this no more, but I can still eat conch. I can still drink coconut water. I can still fish in the sea. I can still do these kinds of things. It's not the life I absolutely want, but it is the one I have, and I'm okay with it because I got my family, my friends, and I'm loving everybody. I can eat, and I can shelter, maybe not at the level I want. If you spiritually fortify yourself like that, ain't nobody could threaten you. Or I can take your job, take your contract. Yeah, that can make me unable to pay this and pay that and move me down the ladder in terms of economic well-being. But I know how to eat. I know how to shelter. I got my family. And if my friends are my real friends, they're still around. That's the fortification we need. We need to fortify us. We live in a world where there are people who don't give enough hoot about us, who will make decisions that will bring us to our knees. And when we get there, you know what we'll do? We'll look up and say to the Father, I thank you for the moment I'm in. Please give me the strength. Give me the guidance. Give me the wisdom to get through this moment, even to live in it successfully. So bringing me to my knees ain't no shame to me. Because I should have been there to begin with. Fortify yourself. If you think there's love out there for you, stay tuned. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us today. God spares life. We'll be back again tomorrow. Take care.